Hello and welcome to Visions of the Past, normally a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. I'm Andrew, and today we continue our two-year celebration, following from last week where we met our historic characters and followed them to the new gate of Jerusalem in 1099. But of course, I can't do this alone, so let's meet our players.
I forgot who was first.
I am. That was me. The one who rolled a 21 in our initiative for this. I am Jamie, known as Crimson Knight Gaming on Twitch, and I'm playing Kat Devlin.
That brings us to Jarrett.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jarrett from the Bleeding Effect podcast. I am playing historic character?
Modern day.
I am playing Chase Bergeron.
Who got the 11?
I did.
That means you're next.
Yeah, that's good. Hi, I'm Kate. I go by Amit on every social media. And I'm going to play Mercutio Mark Vasari.
All right. And the 9?
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikhil Nagarajan. You can call me Nick. Again, my modern day is going to be even more tougher, so just go with Nick for now if you want to reach out to me personally. But I go by the Twitter handle Ikraik, and I do videos like parkour and Unity and stuff like that. We'll be streaming on Twitch. Not will be, it used to be streaming on Twitch. What else? Yeah, my modern day character is Christophe de la Lorraine. You can call him Chris.
And that leaves us to our natural one.
Got it out of the way. Let's just get there.
You hope.
Oh, God, don't start. My dice have been misbehaving. But hello and happy time zone, everyone. My name is Louise. You'll probably recognize me as the Nerdy Archer, podcaster, new cosplayer. And I will be playing as the moody-esque archer, Cordelia Harmon.
The last we saw our characters, everybody was on a horse headed towards the Damascus Gate.
Yes, the one we actually own. No one needs to know about that.
So let's start there. Let's start at the Damascus Gate.
No, it was
everybody
new
on their horse.
The Damascus Gate or the New Gate?
That's right. New Gate, because you said no.
No.
I said no to Damascus Gate.
You're right. All right.
All right.
So we're at the gate. What do you guys want to do?
I nod at the nearest guard at the gate and walk through it because they would recognize me regardless.
Behind you is the army of Robert of Flanders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the gate's locked.
Oh. No, but they're at Harold's Gate. Mm. Army of Robert of Flanders would be at the... they're encamping there, right?
Robert of Flanders is at New Gate.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map. And, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. No, but he's camping there, right? He's just camping there.
He's camping on the outside, but they wouldn't leave the gate open.
Mm. But fair.
He's got a point.
I see if I can interact with the local guards.
Okay. How would you interact with the guards?
I scream and say, "Open the gates."
And they're gonna say, "Lol."
No, because I'm a noble, obviously. I say that I'm from the Holy Land, Holy Christian Land, and please open the gates.
And strong Karen energy.
Yeah.
Strong Karen energy.
The two guards that are there just
kind of... I like
to
speak to the manager.
the two guards that are at the gate are just kind of leaning on the... on their longbows. And they're just kind of looking at you like, stupid Christians. There are no more Christians in this town. They have left. You. Go away.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the church right across the street. So definitely this is a Christian
thing. That is a building. The people are gone.
Any ideas?
So no contacts that I can contact inside, like, the Greek Orthodox Church?
The only contact that you have inside that is Rebecca.
Okay, how do we reach out to her then?
Because okay, let me no text way. Rebecca.
Shout.
All right.
Somewhere inside the city, Cat just trips over something.
Can I use my intimidation to make sure that...
Hey, courier pigeons. I can get a message inside to Rebecca with the courier pigeon.
Okay, thanks. That would be much better.
We can try that.
Would the ghost know about Rebecca, though?
The only person that would know would be...
Yogos,
because they're both both spies.
Yogos.
So it's kind of like they're a Middle Eastern spy on network. Okay, so you want to try to send a carrier pigeon?
Yeah.
What do I need to roll?
I'm going to try to persuade the guards to open up the gates.
Okay, let's start with the persuasion check as Chase gets the carrier pigeon ready with the note.
Okay. I'm like, please, you must let me in. I need to take some things from there. I'm a noble. I need to get some things. And I do my persuasion check. Yes. Oh, shoot.
We're going to get arrested, guys.
No, it's fine because it's just a persuasion.
Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, my God. God, the guards open the gate and yell.
What was your... Well, hold on. Where was your...
It wasn't intimidation. It was persuasion, right? But it was... Yeah. But it was a natural one.
Oh, crap.
Okay. Let
so
me roll
both of these two guards kind of pull up their longbows and stick the ends of the arrows through the gates and tell you that if you don't leave now, we will fire these.
Okay, I tried persuading before that, right? So I can walk away.
Yeah, you're not in... this is a warning.
Oh, okay, then fine. I walk away, obviously. but I don't think that... I have high...
As you're walking away, you hear the second guard talking to the first. Why didn't we just shoot her? She's an enemy.
Okay, I think...
Shut up. This is my job.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So, yeah, I rolled my initiative 13.
Yeah, I see it. We're not quite there yet. So, are you ready to try to lay off that character pigeon?
Yes.
All right. All right. So, the archers kind of see the guards see the pigeon go, and they quickly turn and fire their longbows.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But if it dies inside the walls,
they missed.
Okay.
Boom.
So,
and the bird is missing a couple of tail feathers.
Yeah. So,
do we still roll initiative because they shot a fire?
Well, not necessarily. It depends on the note to Rebecca and what Rebecca does.
Okay.
Okay, so I would never betray my contact, so there's not going to be like anything, hey, Rebecca, it's me, you know, it's going to say, it's going to be in code.
Hey, let's help us overthrow Jerusalem.
Right? Yeah, we just want
Becky's window open.
Yeah, we just want this one very conspicuous relic, and then we'll leave, I promise, pinky promise.
Luckily, Yorgos can write, so he did not have, he didn't have, what's her name, write the letter.
Right, thank goodness.
Okay, thank God I didn't write that. It would be something like very stupid French.
Would also be like 50 pages long.
No, it would be like two. It would be like five words because I can't write that long. Fair. Yeah. So we're not in initiative yet, right?
No, we're not in initiative yet.
Okay, I still
it's
walk away.
Based on so the gist out of the note that Rebecca has is that there's a group needing to meet with her and that they're at the new gate.
Yeah.
And that she should come and help them get through the gate.
Okay. And I wait I get up from my horse and do my standard paladin pose by sticking my sword in the sand.
Okay. So what does Cat do?
So from my perspective, does a pigeon just randomly like land on my shoulder or my head or something like that?
Probably in the carrier coop. You know, where Ezio would pick up like from.
Actually, yeah, let's do something like that. That actually sounds like fun. So you're in your home and it's kind of Cinderella-esque. Where this bird just lands on your window and starts chirping.
Your tweet has arrived.
I was trying very hard to think of a Twitter joke and my brain just like completely stalled out.
Okay.
Like
is this carrier pigeon blue?
Come on, Rebecca, yeah, you got this.
Cat just kind of, because, like, okay, for clarification's sake, the characters are puppeteering the past characters.
So you have two options. You can try to decipher as Cat, or you can roll a history check and try to decipher it as Rebecca.
Okay. I'm going to do the former. Cat is going to eye the pigeon warily.
Okay.
But like due to character history stuff, military experience stuff, courier pigeons are a thing that she'd be aware of.
Yep, I'll give you that.
So she'll like carefully approach it, trying not to startle it, you know, and like take the little note off the leg or wherever.
Okay.
And open it and try to read it.
Give me and let's do perception. Let's do a perception.
Perception?
Yeah.
All right. I'm good at perception.
Can I do an investigation check on to see whether how many gods are there in front of me before, just to be prepared?
Oh, in case you see any more than the two?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's 17. A 25 there with a natural 20.
Yeah, you absolutely can read what that says. So based on the letter, you know, the group that Rebecca was waiting on is at the new gate, but they can't get in. And they're requesting for help.
I got 17 on my die roll.
Okay, so she sees the two at the front gate. And there are three on the ramparts.
I conveyed the message to the teammates, to the group, just in case if a fight comes up.
Okay.
Noted.
Okay. I would like to roll. It's a history check to basically commune with my past self, right?
Essentially.
So I'm going to. I would like to roll a history check to figure out. One, make sure that the note is to me. Right. Okay. And two, to make sure that, like, to figure out, see if I can figure out how to get from where I am to.
Oh, where, to the gate. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That is a plus two, 19.
Yes. You know, almost extinct. Instinctively how to get there, but you also take a plus two to your exposure.
Okay. All right. Plus two to plus two
exposure.
To exposure.
Yeah, just put it in your notes.
Okay. And so yeah, I head along my way. And then I'm assuming that I get there relatively quickly.
Yes.
The new gate is the one we're at, right? That's the one
yep.
on the map?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. From surveying, I would like to survey the area and determine the... Obviously, they're not allies to the Christians.
Correct.
But the guards, what location, what group of origin are they from?
That makes sense. That makes sense. Let's go ahead and give me an investigation check.
Not as good. That is a 12.
That is a 12. You can tell by their outfits that they are Muslim.
Okay.
And you see just the two at the gate.
Okay.
Oh, please right. don't guess the wrong sect. We're all dead.
I stand guard just in case. Just waiting.
Do I see like a... so I'm on the inside of the gate, right? There's
yes.
There's a metal gate between me and them. And
the yeah, guards. You can see guards on the two guards as well? Staring at them.
Okay.
And like you guys, they could see you if they were really looking for you. But to your knowledge, nobody is looking at you.
Okay. And there's, as far as I can tell, there's no guards on the inside of the gate as well.
From what you can tell, yes.
So I can't just like sneak up to behind them and slit throats. Okay.
That's something you could try if you wanted to.
I'd have to go through the gate, though.
No, you're on the inside of the
you're
city.
You're inside of the city, so...
The two... Oh. Guards that are keeping
the guards
them.
Are on the inside yes. of the gate. I'm sorry, I had it backwards in my head. Okay. So yeah, I could absolutely slit throats. Yeah, sure. Why not? Screw it. Let's go. That's exactly what would happen.
Okay. I inform Louise, as I see Rebecca making the move, I try to inform Louise to make sure to take the target off the ones on the ramparts.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm going to try to help up to and like slit the throat of at least one of the guards, if not also kill the other.
Let's start with a sleight of hand. Let's have some fun with this one. Let's go with sleight of hand. Let's see if you can even get up there without being noticed.
Rather than straight stealth check?
Yeah, because it's going to take a matter of... Because if you can pass well enough, you with the sleight of hand, you'll kill them both without a thought.
Oh. Okay, so it's less approach and more...
More of the whole thing at once.
Got it. All right.
Who is it who sent the carrier pigeon, the courier?
Yorgos.
Okay.
I did.
I'm going to turn to them and be like, who, what do they look like? How do we know if the, what?
Oh, that's fair. Then I can't tell that to Louise, right? It wouldn't work. Okay.
Because she.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who was coming through.
Yeah,
for the attack,
we just watched a pigeon just.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pigeon left, and then a few minutes later, some random
murder
person
happened.
Is sneaking up on these two guards.
Yeah,
and
so
about
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So ignore the statement to Louise. Louise stands as it is. I still stand guard with my paladin pose.
Okay.
I'm assuming you've sort of like nudged and told us that like there's
yeah, I told
on the
three.
Rampart as
yeah.
well.
There are three on ramparts, two on the front gate. Yeah.
So okay. I have the bow ready in case we need to like quickly
okay.
pick them off. But like I don't know who we're waiting for.
Okay.
Just like why? Who is this person? What the hell's the pigeon for? Why does my nose still hurt? We're in a simulation.
What is going on in general?
That horn in the background tried very hard to censor you.
Yes.
But it was just a little late.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
So how was your check?
Yeah, that is a dirty 20.
Ooh, 16 plus okay. 4. All right. So walk through your assassinations.
All right. So Kat's military instincts kick in, and she doesn't know who's on the other side. She knows what she's doing in this simulation. She knows that she has a loose objective that she has to accomplish. She doesn't know much about her characters or the in simulation personas stuff, but she has a dagger. And so she's just like, okay, I need to let them in because I was told to by that thing. So I'm just going to follow what the video game tells me to do. And she kind of sneaks up to the people with their military instincts kicking in, and just like in a quick, the first one, with a quick slice on the first one, and then then slipping over to the next one and just dropping that one and dropping them too.
I see that happen, and I'd be shocked, but I wouldn't show it on my face.
Okay. And they fall without nobody noticing.
Okay. My eyes go to the ones on the rampart to see if they noticed.
Give me an investigation check.
Come on, you got this. 19. Yes.
Nice.
You notice that they saw nothing.
Perfect.
Awesome. I'm gonna hide the bodies.
I give them like a thumbs up through the the grate, just like, yep.
I'm gonna try to. Is there like a conveniently placed box or something, or pile of hay or something that I can drag the bodies over to?
If you were to walk out back towards the gate that you the way you came, you would see that over. Let's see. If you're facing south, it'll be to the right. There's a little nook where the walls kind of form a corner, and there's a stack of hay there.
Okay. Could I get the? Could I get at least one of the bodies over there without potentially getting seen by?
Give me a strength check.
Okay. That is a
Can I ask something real quick?
Sure.
Can Rebecca search the bodies for tools and supplies?
If she wants.
Nice.
Yeah, I was planning to, but I wanted to hide the bodies first.
Sorry.
It's all good. Thank you, though. Thank you for reminding me.
Yep.
It never hurts to double check, because my brain is operating at like a third capacity because sleep is a thing. So strength check, that's a 15 total.
15, that is good enough. You'll get both bodies into the stack without anybody noticing.
Okay, cool. And then I take I take anything I could salvage off of them. I guess I combine. You said they had longbows?
Yep.
All right, I'll take the... I'll combine their quivers as much as I can, and then I'll take both quivers, and I'll take the arrows and one of the bows. Do I find anything else on their bodies that might come in handy?
The only thing that you find useful is their day's rations and a short sword.
Okay. So no intelligence of any kind, like betraying the names of certain characters that we may encounter later on.
Not yet.
No, the only thing of importance is a little note that tells them which gate to guard.
Okay.
All right. I leave the sword, I leave the rations, and then I head back to the gate. Is there an obvious way to open said gate?
There is a wheel, kind of like a pull wheel, on the other side of the gate. Like
on the outside of
the on the inside. But you turned one way to go to the haystack. If you turn the other way, that's where the wheel is.
I try to signal Got Rebecca it. On the guards on top.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Oh goodness.
They're bad.
Just roll better than a one.
Okay, so that goes successfully, I suppose.
I mean, is
I wave my I sort of like do an offshoot gesture which Rebecca would be distracted for and point the guards on top.
Okay. Give me a let's say
it's deception, I suppose.
Well, no. I'm thinking of if Rebecca notices.
Oh, okay.
I can't think.
I'm sorry. I just realized I've been using the wrong character sheet.
That's all right.
I mean, it doesn't affect my rolls any because it would have only affected the sleight of hand, which would have been an additional +4.
Yeah, you're good. give me a perception check to see if you can see.
Florine doing the animation.
Florine's yes. What she thinks is subtle.
Well, that's a 15.
Yay, it works.
Yeah, it works. So based on her she can describe it. Her signals, know there's guards on the ramparts.
Okay. Well, time to go a murdering. I realize that the...
I'm going to distract the guards on top by saying some curse words and telling and exclaiming how long should I wait for?
This sounds like a
distraction. It's just a distraction. Yeah. It's just a distraction.
I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Do you do the Monty Python like Frenchman?
Oh, thing? Thanks, Kate, for that. Your cunt.
Your mother was a hamster.
And your father smelled of elder berries.
Your cunt, what the hell? How long should I wait at this gate? That's my Scottish accent at best, sorry.
goodness, give me...
I just do a face palm in the background.
Give me a performance check.
Okay, let me see that performance. Oh, I do,
since
okay.
This is pretty much a performance.
Ooh, 13.
Okay, so you have one of them just kind of looking at you like...
Good enough, fair. I distracted one. I did my...
Like, what is this? Because he doesn't know the difference between French and English.
Yeah.
He just sees a crusader. So what is this person doing? And he just kind of has his head down shaking, and the other okay. two...
I'm behaving like a Karen, like that's what the situation is right now.
And the other two just kind of look at each other, and should we shoot them? They've been here way too long. Should we just shoot them?
Only fought like an all-out conflict, right?
Yeah, at that point it would be.
Am I the only one here with a ranged weapon outside the gate?
Yes. Yes, unless I can throw my pike, which is not a thing.
Does Parker come under athletics?
It would either be athletics or...
Dexterity, acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
Oh, but you're in heavy armor,
by the way,
No, but it wouldn't be a disadvantage, because I'm just wearing a chainmail. If it's on stealth, it would be a disadvantage.
Okay. By the way, Game Master, how many arrows did I get from looting those two bodies?
Let's say... We'll go 40.
40? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
I'll just wait till Rebecca makes a move so I can distract them.
All right. Instead of trying to climb the ramparts, can I get an angle on them from where I'm currently from the inside of the gate or on the...
You can get an angle on the one that's got his head roof, down.
I can.
So the one that's distracted by it. So
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. Oh, I just had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an idea you can communicate in the game?
Can we still see them through the gate?
No, the only ones that are... Yeah, we just saw them kill the two guards.
Yeah, so we'll try
yeah,
and,
you can see me, yeah.
I point up to...
I already did
the
that.
Rampart. And I then point to the bow. I point to them, and then I point to the bow, hoping you get what I mean.
Are you trying to convince Rebecca that you need to fire at the same time?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah.
Give me... Rebecca needs to give me another...
Perception.
Yeah, perception.
That is a 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, she understands the plan.
Okay, cool.
I understand the assignment.
Okay, then I'm also going to get off the horse and sort of...
Can I try
get myself
perception
in a way
from...
that I can hide and still get an angle?
Okay.
So they're sort of unawares.
I asked Cordelia what just happened. What did she convey? Because I'm stupid.
And I tell her our stupid noble woman to keep distracting. I get down on my horse and I get behind the horse because, you know, I see bows being drawn and I'm not calm.
I still behave like a Karen, keeping my hand on the sword, which is still stuck on the ground. We are ready to be just being ready to pull it out and then run at the first chance. Like destroying a hissy fit and just being ready.
I would like to, as I like position myself to get an angle on one of the, I would like to signal which of the three guards on the ramparts I'm going to aim for. And then I would like to try to see it, like commune with my ancestor again to see if I can't figure, like make sure that, to see what longbow knowledge Rebecca has, and
Rebecca doesn't need to do that because of Kat's military training.
Okay, so Kat's military training would make it so that she would know how to use.
She would at least instinctively understand how to shoot the longbow.
Got it. Fair. Okay. I would just like to signal which of the three that I'm going to aim for and then take aim.
Okay.
As soon as I see them draw, I'm also going to draw and aim for who I hope is going to be a different one.
If the gods react, I start running.
Don't act nervous until we shoot. Right.
Don't you have a shield?
Yeah, I do have a shield, but the thing is, because of my actual character, that is the modern day character, he's a dex. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a high dex person, like a rogue. So he knows how to parkour. So he sees the route to go up, and he tries to imitate the same.
Okay, so the archers need to give me a stealth attack.
So we're rolling stealth, or are we rolling like a longbow attack?
Longbow attack, but it's
but I only start running once they start firing, so it's fine.
And it's kind of with advantage because of it's a stealth attack.
Yeah, I've been distracting Karen. So yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So okay. Mechanically we're hidden. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. GM. That's
I still have not seen the manager. Where the heck is he?
Apparently, I don't have a bow, okay. So. Hang on.
You don't have a bow?
Oh my god.
I didn't add one to my inventory.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Bear with me one moment.
During that, I'm going to quickly BRB.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Not a problem.
That's funny, though.
I was going to do a stealth kill, and then I got a phone call. I got to be.
Oh, that was you? I was like, somebody's phone's going off.
Stop me for once.
No. Okay.
Oh, okay. I added it, but I didn't press add starting equipment. Okay.
Did you equip it? Because you need to equip it in inventory as well. Oh, if you're using the sheet, there is a button to equip the equipment.
Inventory. Longbow, there we go. Aha, there we go. With advantage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a 17.
Okay. So you're gonna hit. So describe which one you're shooting at and how the hit goes.
Oh, okay.
There are three guards, by the way, Cordelia.
Yeah, there's one.
Do I know which one they said they were going to hit? Or do I know which one they signaled to say which one they were aiming for?
The only one he can see is the one, if you're looking at the gate there on the right. Because it's
the one on my left.
Yeah. No, it's on your right.
Okay.
That's the one Rebecca can see. The only one he can see. So you have to take a shot on one of the two on the left.
Okay, that works fine, because I was going to aim for the middle one anyway. Okay.
All right, so you hit. Describe your action and roll for damage.
So she sort of gets herself into a corner or sort of along the wall and pulls the bow back. She's also left-handed, which I'm assuming her ancestor is not. She pulls it back and sort of gets sort of around the top half of a person. Or that's where she's aiming for, at least.
As soon as I hear the arrow whizzing past my ear, I start running towards the guard on the left. If I see the wall, I'm trying to climb that.
Okay. That's 11 damage.
11 damage. Okay. So he's not dead.
Oh, shit. All right.
And because I hit a natural 20, I roll 2d8 instead of the normal 1d8, right?
Correct.
Crit damage. Woohoo!
All right, that is 17 damage.
He's dead.
5, 8, and 4 from my modifier.
Yeah, that's a headshot. He's dead.
Yep.
Okay.
Whoa.
Through the neck.
Okay.
Oof, perfect.
So, before we roll for initiative, somebody was trying to climb the wall?
Yeah, that was me. Florine is going to climb the wall. So I'll take acrobatics because I'm going as my character, like as from my modern day character. So,
parkour.
Yeah. 17.
Nice.
Yeah, you get up the wall without an issue.
Yeah, I sort of use the training that I did in my Paris street parkour training, and I run up the wall and I imitate the same. Try to grab every ledge as I can and try to reach on top. Facing the guard who just got shot and is still barely alive, I suppose. No, who am I facing? Because I'm in the left.
If
most
you
wall.
Are you
the leftmost wall.
That would have been the one that was shot.
Okay, so I'll be facing him right now with the shield. Being ready.
Roll for initiative. Ooh.
12.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
17. Are we all rolling?
Yes.
Okay, 17.
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm hold on. No.
I'm on the ground.
No,
the fuck am
no,
I doing?
Let's do this like this. Nobody knows Rebecca is there at all.
Right.
Right.
So
still damage, yeah.
Yeah, she's still good. But the group on the outside will all need to roll.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't even need to roll in order to try to
Marcus.
Pull another arrow in.
Well, I can't because they don't know you're there.
What's up, Marcus? Yeah. I saw that amazing roll.
Get it.
All right. Oh, am I muted? No, I'm not muted.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I had a question. Okay. Yep. None of us know that she's there, but didn't...
The guards don't know that Rebecca's there. The party knows.
The guards don't know I'm there.
The party's no. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right, so what did Cords roll?
17.
Okay. And... Chris?
Oh, 12.
And that leaves... Mark?
Look at the beautiful 23.
Is that a net 20?
No, it was 19 plus 4.
Okay.
Well, that's perfect. Jeez. I saw that like popping up in my screen. I was like, what's up?
Yeah. Which modifier do we use for this one?
The historic
initiative. Dexterity modifier, but it's the one labeled initiative.
Initiative?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so plus 1. D20 plus 1. Dice chart across the table. 11.
All right. So that's good, but I have one bad news.
Oh,
we
no.
had a nat 20 on my side.
Damn it. Okay.
And that's actually the one that got hit.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
That's so, fine. That's fine.
So he's kind of like, what? And he just turns and looks and sees you there, draws his short sword, and he moves in to attack.
I'm ready.
What's your armor class?
18.
So he kind of staggers a little bit because of the arrow shot, and he just totally misses on his swing.
Okay, I expertly dodge out of the way due to I sort of gained the military knowledge from what I learned with Flory.
Okay. You're next.
Oh, I'm next? Okay. Yeah. No, it's 12, right?
Oh, wait. The 23 is next. I'm sorry.
Marcus, go for it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't do anything because I'm on the ground. So I'm just, I'm just behind the horse. And is anyone that is still on the ground that is not covered, that is like in open field?
Luis is right now. I mean, Cordelia is in open field, as far as I know.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just like
against a wall, but like.
That's fair.
Not technically hiding.
Yeah. I could like try and like, signal at you to come behind the horse. That at least if they need to kill something, they're gonna kill the animal and not us. I'm just signaling from behind. I was like, come into cover, you fucking idiot. Come here.
Nice advantage. Move right? on the horse, run away.
Hand gesture.
Oh, no, I'm holding the horse. I'm holding it by the bridle.
Oh,
like,
I know, but Cordelia's just going to, look at you and be like, hand gesture.
Oh, my God. Just, I can't scream because it's, things. I'm like, oh, whatever, Jesus.
Okay, so that brings us to the other guard. Oh, jeez. So the other guard is dumb and takes his bow and aims it, it doesn't really matter, at Yorgos because he can't see anybody else. And he just kind of, he got nervous. Pulled it to the left, totally missed. So that brings us to the 17. So,
I'm gonna shoot him again.
Okay.
The one the closest to me, or the one in the middle?
The one that I've already hit.
Okay, fair.
17.
You hit him.
Nice.
That is another 11 damage. 1d8 plus 3.
Describe his death.
So I'm assuming we've got like a sort of under chin angle. I'm going to try and go for the throat. So it goes through the front of the throat and out the back of the head.
Okay. And that brings us to... Chris.
Okay. Let me see. I have...
You're back on the wall, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm on top. I again see the guy. So the guy who did just...
The guy who swung at you just fell dead.
Yeah, he just dead. So I see the guy in the middle. I take my shield and I see if I can bash him with it.
Are you just trying to bash him or push him off the wall?
I'll try pushing him off the wall in the classic AC style. Just, you know, going with the shield in, then just rush into the shield and then shield bash him off with an unarmed strike with the shield. So that is going to be... plus is 2 hit, right?
Yeah.
19.
That's a hit.
Okay. Do I give bludgeoning damage? It's directly for bludgeoning damage.
Let's do...
Oh, he needs to do... No, he needs to save himself, right?
So he's going to take the hit, but he'll have to do a saving throw not to fall.
Myself? Okay.
So since you rolled for the hit, roll for the hit damage.
Yeah, it's 4 because it's undefined.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's
4.
Standard.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes him down to that. And
does he take the save? Oh, what save should I go for?
Let's do a contested roll instead of a save.
Okay, just doing a normal d20?
Yep.
Okay, doing it. 14.
Ooh, he rolled a 15.
Okay, so he holds to my shield or something?
So he's like, he's got you in a grapple. So he's got a hold of your shield. Oh. And if he would have fall, he'd bring you with him.
Oh, crap. I'll still do it anyway because, you know, I'm still in with the adrenal rush, so I jump with him.
Okay.
And,
let's
but,
see.
But he's
How
still...
tall are these walls?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But remember, he's falling backwards, and I'm still having an advantage on him.
Yes.
Oh. I thought he, like, maybe... As you charged him with the shield, grabbed the shield and did like the turn motion to kind of like use you.
Oh, that would
like,
have been
momentum to turn you over to the offside.
But it's not
of the
his
wall.
Turn yet, right? This is my turn, so.
Well, no, this is like a reaction because you're falling off a wall.
Right. It's but I do have an opportunity attack as my reaction. Oh my god! Paladin, that's so insane with this.
1d6 per 10 feet. Let's see. I would say that wall's 30 feet.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Desync.
Let's see. 3d6. He takes 10 hit points of damage. And he's not dead.
Oh, okay, Yeah.
Historically, the wall of Jerusalem was 15 meters high.
Yeah.
So that's 15 times 3.
Oh, he's dead. He dead.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Because that actually, he's dead. Yeah.
Okay, so I pushed him off with the shield. He is still pressed on it, so he tries to grab on it. I still in the adrenal rush push along with him, fall into like a grace like motion with the shield on his face and slam down. Should I take half damage or something?
You're going to take some falling damage.
Okay.
So roll 5d6 and then half your total.
5d6. Okay. Where's d6? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was 21 by 2. Should I take the higher one?
Yeah, that's 11.
Oh, I'm unconscious. But I did it.
So what happened? He charged him with the shield, and
they both went off the wall. Yeah,
and then
I'm just unconscious. I'm just unconscious right now, but not desync. Not desync. Not desync. Not a desync. Okay. It's just.
But you landed on top of the guard.
Yeah, landed on top of the guard. So
you broke your fall somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but still, that is good enough for me to fall unconscious, but not fully kill myself.
Okay. So.
Yeah, but I did it with the, like, you know, with the falling grace, so I'm happy. I smashed his head on the face, on the ground, so I'm happy with that.
So what do you guys want to do now, since she's not technically desynced yet?
Someone's going to have to carry her. Are we still on the wall?
The gate's not even open yet.
No, none of us, no one is on the wall except me. And I
just, there's a dead body on the wall. Two of them.
Which side of the wall did they fall? Are they inside or outside?
I was visioning inside.
Yeah.
So we can't help you.
No, Rebecca's there. Rebecca's there. That's all I know.
Rebecca's there. You guys could climb the wall.
Or he could open up the gate. Yeah, it's the gate. It was right there.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought a few of us had rolled and were, like, climbing up the wall, and I thought we were, like, still mid-climb.
Yeah, nobody said that.
Okay.
No.
When I got shot at, where was I? I was standing just on the ground.
To my knowledge, you weren't even off the horse yet.
I wasn't off the horse, so I was on the horse.
Yeah, you got to say everything that you're doing.
Okay.
So just to recap, I just climbed up the wall, saw the guy, pushed the guy, and fell into the other side. I should have done that at the start of the game.
Genius.
Genius. But that worked. It worked. I killed the guy. It worked.
Okay. So I go over to, what's your character's name again?
Florine.
Florine, you guys are on two different sides of the wall.
Yeah, okay, but he opened the gate, right?
Is the gate open?
Yeah, I opened the gate.
I opened the gate. Okay, then let's...
I go over to Florine and, like, smack her on the face, like, lightly to try to, like, wake her up. And I'm just like, no, she's not waking up.
I need healing potions.
Oh, Christ.
I'm not carrying one of those.
Do we have
the closest thing that you're going to have to a healing potion that she can use would be your clean water.
Okay. So what do I have to roll for that?
A health check.
Health check.
Which would be a medicine check, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Medicine plus 2. D20 plus 2.
I just need 1 HP. I should be good enough.
Okay. D20 plus 2. That... 19.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh,
there you go.
How much should I heal?
Like water mixed with herbs or something.
Yeah,
so let's
still need
take. Is a health potion D4 or D6?
I think it's D4.
D4. A basic one is a D4.
Yeah.
All right. So let's
one D4
let's roll
plus
a
four. Plus one.
Yep.
One D4.
Plus one? Yeah.
Oh, that's just one. I just barely woke up.
He was able to get it in your mouth, like, with style, and you're just like, huh?
Yeah, I just wake up kind of a bit dazed from the fall, because, you know, it was a 15-foot drop, still on the adrenal rush, so it didn't get full heal. I mutter thanks, and I try to get up, and I use lay on hands on myself to heal up twice, so that will give me back to full health.
Okay.
Technically, the if we want to go with the actual basic potion of healing, it is technically 2d4 plus 2. But that's the GM call.
She's going to be in full health anyway. It doesn't really matter.
If that's the case, then I can remove my...
because the way the simulation works is it's going to give her a little bit of health over time anyway.
I don't know that, so I do it anyway. I sort of heal myself.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a success. So I'm healing back to full.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yay.
And, thanks. I'll try not to jump off from rooftops anymore.
Please just avoid heights altogether. I don't trust.
I just sort of look, the heights. Sigh, and then turn to the guard and start going through his pockets.
The guard whom I just smashed his head through. In Glorian's Deep. Yeah.
The one that you just took with
fell.
You.
Yeah.
Give me a sleight of hand check. See what you find.
Sleight of hand. 8.
The only thing you find is a quiver of 10 arrows.
I'll take them. I'll need them at some point.
Good enough.
I mean, we're all pretty much religious, right? But nobody does like a little cross and like rescue it.
I sit down and I start praying. Because I'm still a noble priest of a crusader, so I do a religion check.
I just walk in.
Why would you do...
I'm a Muslim.
I'm a crusader.
That's
remember?
Kind of my question. Would a Christian in this time do that for a Muslim?
Absolutely not.
Also, on top of that, would your modern day selves think to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
That's a very good point.
No, I'm still dazed from the fall. So for me, it is still hazy from what I just faced through, because it was the first time I'm facing through that intense adrenaline rush from my character and push one guy over, and I start vomiting in because I'm not used to seeing blood or any physical violent confrontation, and I just smashed a guy's head through. So I start vomiting.
That's a very good question. Does this feel real, like real to our characters? Does this, the modern day people? Or do they, they know it's a video game, but does it feel like real to them?
They can kind of feel what's going on, but they're not taking any of the damage.
Okay, so
could it in theory eventually kill them? Yes.
Yeah. So does Cordelia just feel like she's actually just killed a person? Or does she
mentally
feel like she's killed a character? Oh no.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally, we are feeling and seeing and experiencing everything. It's just that the physical pain is dull compared.
I feel extremely nauseous. I don't literally vomit, so I just feel nauseous and I sit down nearby for a short rest.
Yeah. Cole's just gonna stand up and like put the arrows away, put the quiver and the bow back on her, like slung over her back, and she's gonna sit there and she's gonna look down at this guard, and the numbers meme is gonna happen.
Okay.
The map
she's
lady.
Like, oh, wait.
Cat is.
Okay, someone's a cop.
Waiting for the siren.
Yeah. She's sort of standing there.
Someone's unwell, so we have the siren.
Yeah. Cat is going to regard these crusaders with confusion. How are you guys soldiers and reacting to death this way?
I'm not a soldier, and I
don't ask. Don't ask. And who are you?
I'm Cat. I mean Rebecca. I guess.
Insight check.
Okay.
Do we know that she's one of us?
Right.
Well, I guess not really. You guys don't even know you guys are
together. Exactly.
They tried to say the wrong name. So
yeah, so you can take an insight on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still not.
And would I be able
to
I in turn roll an insight to determine if I can, based off of their reactions to the violence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're getting at. Yeah, you can do an insight to see if the reactions make it click that they're not who they look like.
Okay,
I assume I succeed, because that is a dirty 20.
Yeah.
I got a 12.
I don't know anybody regardless. I'm still horrified. I wouldn't make the check. I'm still shocked by the events that just happened, and I'm just huddled myself in.
I would say 12's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. I'm just going to be like, oh, y'all are the other, the people that the person grabbed that were from the warehouse or from the tea house.
She broke my fucking nose.
Oh, you're the one with the nose.
And that alone, right, okay. Just by saying she broke my nose, brings everybody into a realization, except for Chris, because Chris wasn't there for that. That you right. all
I'm still are, shocked. I don't hear it, so I'm still shocked
and
by yeah.
You guys all realize, except for Florine, mm-hmm. that you all are not who you appear to be.
Right. So this is like the Friends meme of like, you know that they know.
It's kind of yes. like Spider-Man pointing at each at himself.
Yeah. Also that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna be like, I'm Kat, the one from I'm Kat from the tea house.
Was it a coffee shop?
But apparently here tea house, the tea hangar. All I remember was that it was a pot of tea.
Yes, remember the tea?
She didn't spill any of the tea.
Now we are. And,
but yeah, I'm Kat, but I guess here I'm known as Rebecca or something. At least that's what I've guessed, because a random bird told me I was, I guess.
Are you a Disney princess right, now?
Yeah. I guess?
Oh my god. What is going on?
It's a that has pick, been a constant question in my mind, but like, what? All I know is I was in a room trying to get my bearings.
Is there something that can cause a rejection to the animus for me? Because I just see something horrific and I'm trying to reject it right now, internally.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's take a look.
Because let's internally, because that's what I'm feeling with the character right now.
You're feeling ill because of what you've seen. So let me take a look and see what would work best. Let's do nature.
Nature.
I know it seems a little strange, but because it's not like natural nature. This is more like your personal nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to do that. Do that on Chris or on my... Oh, it doesn't matter, I suppose.
I don't think it matters.
Normal roll on D20 is 19, but if it's my present simulation character, it would be -1. If it's on the modern day character, it would be... Where's nature? Nature. +2. So about dirty 20.
No, what you're feeling is it feels rough, but it's not like you're losing synchronization. Mm-hmm. You know mentally that something isn't fully right, but it's not at the point that you would be forcefully desynced.
Okay. So I start taking a deep breath and I start getting up and start walking. I take my short rest by the time.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My audio system kind of crashed on me. So, but it's back and I'm back. Yeah.
I took one short rest by the time.
Okay.
I'm going to just walk away from the dead body towards Rebecca Cat, stick my hand out and be like, cords. Just point at the bone, just like, it's been a day. Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Should we shelter somewhere so we're not?
Yeah,
know,
maybe
in a church.
I'm kind of shocked. From.
I'm
going to lead them back to whatever house I woke up in.
Oh, Rebecca's home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is where we wait for the machine to fast-forward the memory to a more recent one. And we'll continue next week. And you can find all of today's players at the links in today's show notes. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday for the rest of the month for our D&D celebration to continue. And if you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, visit my Linktree at linktr.ee /visionsofthepast for links to my Twitter, TikTok, and other social media channels, and for information on how to support this podcast. Until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed. And to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.